Chapter 6.
When understanding ceases to be necessary in order to remain at peace. For a long period of time, understanding seems to constitute an almost natural condition for inner peace. When a troubling situation appears, the spontaneous impulse is often to search for what explains it. When an emotion persists, it seems logical to want to identify its origin. When an inner tension manifests itself, many believe it cannot truly dissolve until it has been sufficiently illuminated. This disposition is deeply human. Understanding gives the feeling of regaining a form of control. Naming a mechanism reduces the impression of vagueness. Identifying a cause seems to diminish uncertainty. Putting words on what is being lived often brings a real relief. In many situations, this approach truly has its value. Certain confusions lighten as soon as they become intelligible. Certain inner repetitions lose their strength once they are recognized. Certain reactions cease to be experienced as mysterious. Once a connection becomes perceptible between what is being felt and what produced it, it would therefore be inaccurate to deny the importance of understanding. The problem does not appear within understanding itself. It appears when peace becomes inwardly suspended on the idea that sufficient understanding must always precede calm. From that point on, a particular structure often establishes itself. Every disturbance calls for an analysis. Every inner variation demands an interpretation. Every area of discomfort seems to require clarification before it can truly be moved through. This logic creates a subtle dependency. Peace is no longer immediately possible. It becomes conditional. It seems to have to wait until an explanatory process has been completed. Even when this process sometimes produces useful effects, it also maintains an implicit expectation. As long as everything is not understood, something remains unfinished. This expectation often operates without being clearly perceived. It colors the way many experiences are lived. A thought returns. Why is this still happening? An emotion arises. What does it reveal? A hesitation appears. What does it indicate about me? A relational tension manifests itself. What within me is maintaining it? These questions are not useless, but when they become systematic, they establish a form of permanent inner vigilance. Awareness remains partially turned toward interpreting what it is living. Part of the experience then becomes difficult to inhabit directly. It almost immediately passes through an analytical filter. The lived experience becomes an object to clarify. Yet in certain paths of maturation, a gradual shift appears. This shift is not a refusal to understand. It does not consist in rejecting intelligence, nor in renouncing all lucidity. It corresponds to a simpler discovery. Certain things can be moved through without a complete explanation being necessary for peace to remain. This discovery often comes as a surprise because it contradicts an old habit. The person then notices that an emotion can appear, be felt, then dissipate without it being necessary to immediately identify its entire origin. A passing tension can move through a day without automatically becoming a problem to solve. A question can remain open without producing the same agitation as before. Certain things gradually cease to demand an immediate inner conclusion. This transformation does not happen abruptly. It first appears in small details, a discomfort that no longer triggers the same need for analysis. A more uncertain day that does not immediately create the need to understand it. An unusual reaction that passes without becoming material for prolonged commentary. It is often these small experiences that reveal a deeper change is underway. For what diminishes here is not intelligence. It is the inner dependency on explanation. The person gradually discovers that it is possible to remain at peace without everything being mentally resolved. This possibility does not come from intellectual disengagement. It comes from another relationship to experience. Existence gradually ceases to be lived as a succession of phenomena that must constantly be made coherent before they can be accepted. Certain things simply remain in movement. Certain variations remain natural. Certain fluctuations belong to life without requiring an immediate meaning. This recognition often produces a very particular relaxation. The mind, which until then often sought to quickly reduce every zone of indeterminacy, begins to tolerate more easily what cannot immediately be formulated. It becomes possible not to fully know, not to conclude right away, to allow certain inner movements to exist without having to stabilize them through interpretation. This new capacity deeply changes the quality of inner calm. For as long as peace depends on complete understanding, it remains fragile. Every new obscure area reactivates the necessity of restoring coherence. When peace ceases to depend entirely on this mechanism, it gains stability. It no longer disappears at the slightest unresolved element. It can coexist with a part of the unknown. It is here that a fundamental change appears. Understanding gradually ceases to be a prerequisite. It simply becomes one possibility among others. If an understanding comes, it is welcomed. If it does not come immediately, existence remains habitable. This difference seems simple, but it modifies the entire inner structure. For previously, many people lived with an implicit logic. I will be at peace when this becomes clear. Little by little, this logic transforms. It is possible for this not to be entirely clear, and yet something remains peaceful. This peace is not indifference, nor is it resignation. It does not mean that everything is equal or that all searching becomes useless. It simply indicates that a deeper part of stability no longer depends on the exact degree of mental formulation available at every moment. In daily life, this often manifests in very simple ways. A thought returns without demanding to be immediately resolved. An emotion passes through without monopolizing the day. A memory appears without automatically triggering a complete analysis. A conversation leaves an unfinished impression without creating a lasting tension. All of this would once have required more explanation. Now, certain things pass without consciousness needing to hold on to them for very long. This new fluidity takes nothing away from depth. On the contrary, it often reveals that an important part of maturity consists in no longer wanting to immediately fix everything through thought. Life is no longer a set of phenomena to be inwardly mastered. It becomes again a movement in which certain areas naturally remain open. There is a very important paradox here. The more peace becomes stable, the less it requires being guaranteed. In the past, understanding often served to create security. Now, security comes less from an answer than from a greater capacity to inhabit even what remains, partially undetermined. This capacity profoundly transforms the relationship to the mind. It continues to be valuable, but it no longer needs to illuminate every area for peace to remain. Another trust appears, very simple, very discreet, the trust that it is not necessary for everything to be immediately clarified in order for existence to remain stable. And this trust opens a new form of freedom, that of allowing certain things to exist without having to close them too quickly. Understanding remains possible But understanding is no longer indispensable. In order to breathe inwardly, définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille A. Architecture transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2. Séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10. Famille A. Architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. U. B2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. L. Oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle. UB2. Degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. U. B2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.